Last Sunday night, in a lesson that we called Talk It Up, we took note of some things that we need to be saying in order to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. Our words are very, very important. Saying the right words, and saying the right words at the right time, usually make a very big difference in being able to accomplish our purpose. In John 15, verse 8, Jesus said that our purpose is to bear much fruit. Glorify God by bearing much fruit. Talk, the words that we say, very, very important. But guess what? Talk isn't everything. You can get the talking part just exactly right. You can have your words exactly right. You can have them at the right time, and you can have them presented in the right way. But if that's all there is, that isn't enough. The fact is, in addition to talking the talk, we have got to walk the walk. And without the right walk, all the talk in the world is just noise. Tonight, I want us to look at some ways that we as Christians need to walk. The Bible is very specific about how we walk or live. With the help of some songs to illustrate our points tonight, I want to share five things with you that characterize our walk in order to be pleasing to God. Now, we're going to sing one more song, Walking in Sunlight or Heavenly Sunlight, and then Brother Adam Stevenson is going to lead us in our first prayer, and after that prayer, we'll take a look at the first thing on our list.
Walking in sunlight over my journey, over the mountains, through the deep hill. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Alleluia, I am singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul.
Would you bow with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee tonight thankful for another day that You've blessed us with, thankful for our families, and thankful for allowing us to come here and hear another portion of Thy Word. Father, we pray that You will be with those that have been sick, that are among us, that have been mentioned here. Father, we pray that You will be with the doctors and nurses and caregivers, and be with the families of those loved ones. Father, that we can say and do the right things to help to ease their burden. Father, we pray that You will be with us tonight as we worship You, that we will do so in a way well-pleasing to you. And Father, when we go from here, Father, we will be bold in our bringing others to you, for that is our what we're supposed to be doing. That is our duty back to you. Father, we pray that you will be with us tonight and help us to do the things that would honor thee. In your Son's holy name, amen.
Amen. The Bible says we need to walk in newness of life. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, Paul says, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." The whole process of death, burial, and resurrection is perfectly illustrated in the act of baptism. We die to sin, or at least we die to the love of sin. We show that by repenting and turning away from sin. When we are baptized into Christ, then that completes the death to sin, and the old man of sin is buried in that watery grave. And then, of course, the resurrection of Jesus is the pattern, and the resurrection, or the raising up out of the watery grave of baptism, is the act that symbolizes the coming forth as a new creature, a new life, cleansed of sin, starting fresh, just like this song tells us.
Buried with Christ, my blessed Redeemer, dead to the old life of folly and sin, Satan may fall over me and feed me. There is a voice that answers within. Dead to the world, to what's there called me, living a new world, being a free. Dead to the joy.
We walk by faith, not by sight. That is exactly what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says. Now, the song we're going to sing in just a minute takes us back to the time when God guided the Israelites through the wilderness after He had delivered them up out of Egyptian captivity. None of the original generation of Israelites, as you remember, made it except for Joshua and Caleb, the two faithful spies. Everybody else died in the wilderness. In fact, they wandered in the wilderness for a long enough period for everybody in that first generation who had first come out of Egypt to die. All of the adults. And then, of course, the next generation behind them was led into the promised land. The problem which led to their extermination in the wilderness was the very, very simple problem of unbelief. The writer of Hebrews in chapters 3 and 4 is very specific. In fact, he says that their problem was they did not connect the words that they heard with the trust in their hearts for God. They were walking by sight. They were afraid to trust God and walk by faith, and therefore they perished in the wilderness.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, there in the seven land. I am weak, but thou art mighty.
In love. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2 says, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Walk in love. That's not, what's the word? Macho sounding enough for some of us. But you know, the older I get and the longer I've been a Christian, the more I see the importance of things like that. Walk in love. The New Century Version translates this verse like this: live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice to God. The next song that we're going to sing does as good a job as any man-written words I have ever seen at focusing our attention on brotherly love and the special relationship that we enjoy with one another.
How sweet a heavenly is the sight. sight when those that love the Lord in one another's face delight and so fulfill the word. When these can fill his brother's sight and with him bear the Lord, when sorrow flows from eyes to life and joy from heart to heart, when free from envy, sorrow and wrath, our wishes all above, he shed his brother's failing sight and show a brother's love. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when union sweet and dearest deep in every action goes, love is a golden chain that binds the happy souls above, and he's an heir of heaven who finds his bosom glow with love.
Walk carefully. Same chapter, Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 17, Paul says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." I want you to think with me for just a minute about those verses and notice that he gives a positive and a negative and a positive and a negative. Look carefully how you walk. That's a positive. Take a proactive approach. Don't just blunder around and haphazardly feel your way through, but look carefully. Make sure that's the right step to take before you take it. Now, the Bible's not telling us here to be so hesitant and so timid that we never get anywhere, but it's saying, be careful how you live. When you chart the course for your life, be sure it's going in the right direction. Every major decision, every complicated circumstance deserves a careful, thoughtful look in light of what God's Word says. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise. Don't be rash, don't be foolish, but be wise. Here's another positive, making the best use of your time. Some of the modern translations put opportunities there. Same thing. How we use our time, how we use the opportunities that are before us. That's very important. Then it says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. There's what it all hinges on. The only way you can exercise this care in your walking or your living is if your heart is right, if God is there in it. We're to walk as Jesus walked. 1 John 2, verse 6 says, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. There's where it brings it together. Talking the talk and walking the walk. They've got to all be there. If we say that we're abiding in him, then we've got to live like him. We've got to be like him. All of our young people are familiar with those four letters, WWJD. It has become a popular fad. In fact, it became very popular many years ago, kind of faded out, and it's back now. And we see a lot of folks wearing those initials, those letters, WWJD. What would Jesus do? You see it on bracelets. You see it on T-shirts. You see it on caps. We really need it more than anywhere else in our hearts. What would Jesus do? That's the ultimate question, after all. That's the one that puts it all right down to the line. If we're claiming to be His, we've got to live like He is. We've got to make our decisions the way that He would make them. We've got to walk as He walked. If you're not a child of God, there is no better time than right now to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus as God's Son, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Him, to be baptized, have your sins washed away, and to rise and begin walking in newness of life, as we sang about a few minutes ago. If you've already done that but have become unfaithful in your walk with the Lord, if you've strayed away from the path that He's on, if you're not walking as He walked anymore, you need to come back. If you're subject to our Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to respond as we stand and sing together.